Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Hello and welcome to Java Good Morning. Now, every single comedian on this earth has a podcast, but we're two comedians who have a morning show podcast. You get the difference? Okay. I'm your host, Julia Young, and I'm joined as always by my co-host, Mike Camerlengo. Mike, how you doing this beautiful morning?
I'm doing well, Julia. I don't know if I told you on this show before, but I have retired my winter jacket and wow. I'm not, and we're in that weird in-between space where it's like, you still need kind of a coat, but mm-hmm. I will see that coat in hell. And the other day I just wore like a sweatshirt and then a kind of a spring coat that didn't really fit. And I feel great.
Yeah. I mean, this is a tough season because like you're saying, I was outside yesterday. It was so warm, but then you get too warm. Right. And then it's like, okay, what do I do with these layers? Do I tie them around my waist? Do I do the thing around my shoulders? Like I'm a prep school villain.
Oh yeah. Around the waist is interesting. And yeah. I think I'm going to try that out.
It's ironic a little bit. Cause it's like, oh, I know this is ugly, but it, you know, what else would you have me do?
Maybe fanny pack. You know, aren't the youngsters wearing fanny packs these days?
Yeah, and I have one. It's handy. They really do come in handy. But you can't have a fanny pack and something around your waist because think of the bulk. You know,
too much bulk.
Too much bulk around the midsection doesn't quite work.
There's a lot of allergies floating around now, and I always get dirty looks when I remove my mask to sneeze in a store. So you know.
Wait, I'm sorry. Why do you remove your mask to sneeze?
I don't. But don't you? You know. If you're out somewhere, right, and you have to sneeze, you're just supposed to sneeze into your mask and then just keep wearing it all day.
Yeah, it's you. That's your essence. It belongs with you. It belongs to nobody else.
Well, I don't do it around people, but if I'm like by myself, I will rip off my mask and just let it spew.
Well, you got to contain it. Maybe sneeze inside your shirt.
I feel like you're the kind of person who tries to swallow a sneeze. Like you try to eat it. Have you ever tried to do that? It fucking kills.
I can do really, really tiny sneezes when I don't want to be noticed. But look, I'm someone who also carries a handkerchief. So don't listen to anything I say.
Still, how often are you washing that thing?
Pretty often. Pretty often. Okay. Probably not often enough, but pretty often.
So you blow your nose into a mini towel and put it into your pocket?
Yeah.
My dad had one growing up and I was always like, dude, what is happening with
that? That's why I have one, because of my dad, who's perfect. You know, he put like his loose change that he would dig up from that little ceramic dish I made him when I was six, right? Dads always like to have spare change in their pockets because dads pay with cash. And his keys and his handkerchief and his comb, you know, just old boomer dad shit.
A little bit of those like little fuzzy things that just accumulate. Like,
oh yeah, there's lint. All around this loose change. It's like, because dads, right? They just have the billfold. Like they don't know what to do with loose change. Yeah. So it's just in their pockets and they empty it every night. And,
I respect that a little because I don't respect my wallet game right now. It sucks. Mm. My wallet, I got the Costanza wallet I don't know. I need to make a change, but I can't, you know, when you're already just, you're like, this is my wallet. This is how I'm living my life. And this I haven't taken a minute to step back and go, wait, I don't have to live like this.
Do you just keep too many like loyalty cards? And
yeah, I have like I said, I live in Massachusetts now. I have coffee places with like three stamps on them from Brooklyn. Oof. I have, you know.
And you're not ready to give those up. Is that kind of what it is?
Shit. And then I'll go, oh, I don't need this anymore. And then I just put it back in there. Is that hoarding? Right. Am I hoarding?
I think you're hoarding. Absolutely. You are hoarding. You just have to say, hey, I'm never going to get a free sub, you know, from this not good sub place and just throw away the card or recycle it rather, or use it as a handkerchief.
I always had the weirdest feeling when I did have like my 10th coffee and it was free.
Yeah.
I was always like, I don't know. I just felt weird about it. I was like, here you go. Like I was like, oh, they think I'm like so fucking weird doing this. And it's like, no, dude, this is a therapy thing
gimmick.
I need to work
out. This is absolutely therapy, but that's the gimmick is they also know that most people are going to lose theirs or, you know, forget that they already have a half filled out one. So, but look, this is what coffee shops do. You know, it's absolutely a gimmick.
Well, coffee shops, it's all about, you know, buying as many coffees as you can. So that's why they got to get you in every day. Boom, boom, boom.
in every day, and they got to have one bathroom in the coffee shop, and it doesn't have great soundproofing, so you can't take a number two.
No ventilation. Somebody always does decide to take a shit.
Oh yeah, someone blows it up first thing in the morning.
Oh, I mean, a Starbucks bathroom, that's anything goes in the Starbucks bathroom.
Yeah.
I feel like they're delivering babies in there. Like, there's just so much like crazy shit.
Business happens there.
Business happens in a Starbucks bathroom. Well, this is the, if you haven't noticed, if you're a first time listener to the show, this is called the Up Top segment.
Top.
Where we just kind of talk about things that have happened in our life in the past week. And Julia, I was going to talk about something, but then I remembered you have some big news.
I do have some big news. I bought orthopedic slippers. Oh no. I got the vax, baby.
You got the CarVax?
I got even better. I got the Pfizer vax.
You texted me right after we recorded last time and you go, I got the vaccine. And I was like, oh, you got an appointment? And you're like, no, like they just injected it into my arm in CVS. Would you go to CVS?
CVS. I was on a list of like, please put me on this wait list if you have any extras at the end of the day. They called me at 5:35 and said, can you get here by 6? And I was like, yeah, sure. Brooklyn's Brooklyn. And it's like, no, Julia, it's 5 miles away. This is going to take you so long by car. But I like called them and I was like, hold that vax, I'm on my way. And I showed up and they were like, the last one's here. And they gave me one. And then they were like, you don't need to wait 15 minutes. We're off the clock.
And they're like, you don't look like you're going to have an allergic reaction, but you know, just kind of walk slow.
You look pretty sturdy. I was in the cat food aisle and now I'm half vaxxed.
Wait, you're in the cat food aisle? I can't let that go. I thought they did it like in the pharmacy.
No, it's an aisle. They just like pick a non-trafficked aisle and they have all these like chair pods set up. And then they send you to the end of the aisle to wait. And I was just staring at like half cleaning supplies and half cat food in the aisle. And this is also like, you know, in Mill Basin, Brooklyn, like a part of Brooklyn I've never been to before. It was so far east that there were strip malls. We drove by the Department of Sewers, which is gorgeous building, by the way. Never been to that part of Brooklyn.
I've heard good things. I've actually heard a lot of people getting their shot at CVS.
CVS knows what they're doing.
You called, right?
Yeah.
I always fear that I'm going to call and be like, hi, I'd like to get put on a list. And they're going to go, sir, like we tell everyone, go to the website. And they're just going to be like, they're going to say that shit to me. But that's not what they did to you.
There's a couple of my friend did some research and there's a couple of CVS's where you call and you have to bypass all the robots being like, hey, for COVID information, press 1, because they won't help you out. You have to literally be like, let me talk to a human pharmacist. Right. And there's a couple of CVS's where you're like, hey, I heard you have a wait list. And one lady was like, I don't think we do, but let me check. And then she came back. She's like, oh yeah, we do. So you just like give your name and phone number, but it's not easy. Like they do not make it easy to find out where you can get it. And then the bigger thing for me is like how unemotional the nurses are, because everyone is clearly really emotional who gets it, right? They're like, oh my God, I can live my life again. And the nurses are like, yeah, next. Like,
no, nurses aren't putting shit on social media being like 15th shot of the day. Like they're not,
right.
They're just there. Yeah.
I like called my parents from CVS. I was like, guys, put me on speaker. I got good news. It's like,
they're like, Julia, you sound a little different. You're like, yeah, half my face is paralyzed because I have a reaction.
But they said I'm fine.
They have one right by me. It's a CVS that does it. And it says they have the COVID vaccine there. And every time I go in there, though, there doesn't seem to be anything happening. So I think I'm going to go in and just go, yeah, I'll just take one of those. And they're gonna be like, sir, you got to go online. I'm gonna go, no, I'll just have one
of
those.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Sandwich it between like, oh, I'm going to buy like a thermometer and some Gatorade and that's a like, Vax. Thank you.
That's like how you buy condoms. You're like, Sports Illustrated, Snickers bar, the old Magnums.
Some small condoms in there?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. The smallest condoms you have.
The smallest you have, sir.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I hope that you get one soon. Like I think really do. Yeah.
I think Massachusetts is a little slower, but I think by like the end of the month, hopefully I can just grab that Johnson & Johnson.
The J&J.
J&J. Hit me with the one shot. Hit it in the eyeballs. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, you know, I heard you have some big news too, you know, with, for me, in terms of educating me about Easter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I thought you were going to say that you found looking at the notes and you found out that I wanted to be a bathrobe guy.
Oh no, that's a journey for you to discuss. I shouldn't bring that up. I can't figure it out.
I have a bathrobe.
Okay.
And I just don't know when to wear it. I like, people are like, oh, when you get out of the shower, I'm like, when you're like kind of wet, like I'm not into that.
No, it's okay. So it's after you towel down a little bit and you know, you're not dripping wet. And then you're like, oh, I'm cold, but I'm not ready to put pajamas on. That's when you do the
robe. I'm not that guy that's like, I'm out of the shower, but I'm not ready to put clothes on. I'm like, let's put these fuckers on quick because I'm cold. And
right. So instead of putting clothes on, you put pajamas on for a robe on for a little lounge time.
Okay. It makes sense for you, a notorious night shower person, but as someone who showers in the day, in the morning, it's like, oh, I did the shower thing. And now I think the next step is putting on clothes, you know?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Bathrobes have no place in the life of a morning shower.
Of a morning shower. Yes.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
All right. Well, I have it. It is comfy, but I don't know. Maybe I'll try to break it out at night. It's white. I mean, I don't know.
I don't even know where I got that.
I may have stolen from a hotel. I don't know where it came from.
Does it have a crest on it that says Ritz Carlton? Do not steal.
It says the Holiday Inn on fucking Route 1 in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you know. But yeah, I don't think it's going
to
work.
I don't think it's going to work for your lifestyle. I would encourage you, though, to not shower in the morning, just in the morning, because that means you're going to bed filthy. But again, this is what I preach.
You want me to shower twice a day?
No, just shower once a day. Why do you need to shower in the morning?
At night. Oh,
yeah,
I like
shower at night.
I don't always shower in the morning, especially because I'm working from home. I'm not going to lie. But sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'll shower later. And then you know what happens? I don't shower. So, you know, who are we trying to you're working from home, you're showering every day? Wow, dude. Wow.
Well, some of us have sweat problems where it becomes very evident if we don't shower and people comment. So
I took off my socks the other day and I go, oh, my feet fucking stink. That's a tough feeling to have. That's a tough feeling to have.
Do you ever say, oh, my dogs are barking when your feet are. Well, speaking of feet, I did bring this up earlier, but I did buy orthopedic slippers.
Yeah, that felt very real.
Well, okay. So my friend was telling me that her feet had been killing her, right? And she went to a podiatrist and the podiatrist was like, hey, have you been walking around your house barefoot for a year? And she was like, yeah, it's a pandemic. And the podiatrist was like, no, your feet need like support, like arch support. And so like, you can't just walk around with nothing. That's why your feet are killing you. So the podiatrist recommended a brand of orthopedic slippers. And I was like, I'm on board. So I bought some and they should be arriving shortly.
Well, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. I'll send you the link if you want.
No, I'm still working on the air conditioning bed that we got last time.
You mean the piss hole?
Wait, the piss hole.
I have been contacted by people that are very interested in the piss hole idea.
It's a great idea.
It's an idea. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. My other news is I became a member of the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens yesterday.
Oh, that's very on brand for you.
Really? Why?
I feel like the older you get, the more you're going to get involved in stuff, which is good. I think it's good, but like, you're going to be, you know, organizing
in 10 years,
you're going to be organizing some kind of, you know, flash mob at the farmer's market in Brooklyn or something, you know, something.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be like, we're phone banking today to rename that bench. We can't call it Woody Allen bench anymore. Yeah.
Well, there is actually like a stone path in part of the gardens, and there's like, you know, names on the stones of famous people. And I don't think it's people that donated money. I think it's just like people from Brooklyn. So it's all these names, but Woody Allen is on there. And so is like Alan Dershowitz. It's just like, guys, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. See, this is what you're a member of the Botanical Garden crew. Now you're going to bring this up at a meeting. You're going to get the ball rolling. It's your destiny. I feel like just embrace it.
I'm going to have like a tiny, like, one of those like a sledgehammer, and I'm gonna be like, tear this brick down.
You're like, I am chaining myself to the front of the botanical gardens.
Yeah, I'm really
excited.
People just
walking around you. That's great. That's great. Yeah, I've only been to the botanical gardens once, and I had a nice time. But you know what happened? It took me a long time to get there. So I was kind of like, but you know, that's not the botanical garden's fault. That was my personal experience. You. Yeah. That's on me.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like when you wait too long to eat and you're like, the sandwich is not even that good. And it's like, dude, your blood sugar's crashing. Like chill out.
Look, I bought a blood testing kit, a blood sugar testing kit. Cause I was I'm hypoglycemic. And it's like, no, you just like, you act like a little baby when you haven't eaten in a couple hours.
Oh, my shit is fine. When my blood sugar goes down, I'm like, I'm dying.
Yeah. So it's bad. And my doctor was like, I mean, I guess I can prescribe you like an over the counter kit. And I was like, please, I need it. And I tested my blood a couple times and it's like, girl, you're fine. You're absolutely fine. This is psychosomatic, but
yeah. Well, you know what? You mentioned it briefly, but last time we talked about the Easter Bunny, because yesterday was Easter, or if you're listening to this on Wednesday, last week was Easter.
Mm-hmm. Happy Easter.
And happy Easter. I hope you enjoyed the Easter basket that the Easter Bunny brought to you. Mm. So the Easter Bunny, I did a little research, and by research, I mean there's a Wikipedia article and a article from time.com. Ever hear of it?
Ooh. Yeah.
The Easter Bunny is from German origin. Okay. So the Easter Bunny The Easter Bunny first arrived in America in the 1700s with German immigrants who settled in Pennsylvania and transported their tradition of an egg-laying hare. So it was a hare, not a rabbit. There's a difference. And that egg-laying hare was called Osterhase or Osterhaus. So basically the eggs... is a sign of, so originally played the role of a judge and evaluated whether children were good or disobedient. Kind of like Santa, right? Are you good or bad? And the Easter Bunny would give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I don't know what they would do with the kids if they were bad, but maybe they killed them.
Or put them in an egg and sealed them.
Yeah, put them in an egg.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is eggs are a sign of fertility, and it got associated with Christianity as rebirth, as early as the first century AD. And then, you know, so that's kind of the deal. It's like eggs are a sign of rebirth. Jesus born again, up to heaven. Boom, there you go. You know, now how the Easter Bunny evolved into wearing glasses and having and having a bow tie at the mall. You know, I didn't get that far. I don't think anyone knows that.
Can I ask a question about Jesus?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so just in very basic Easter story. So he gets crucified and then he goes to a cave, or they put him in a cave?
They bring his body to a cave.
Okay, and then what happens?
So Jesus dies, they bring him, they bring him, his body to a cave. They have like two guards in front of the cave. This is the story, right? And then they come to check on him. A couple days later, they remove the big stone and he's not there. And they're like, where the fuck did this guy go? And then he comes back and he's like, yo, what's up, bitches? Check me out. And then he disappears again. And he's gone. That's my limited knowledge. But I did go to CCD for 10 years, which is, I don't even know what that stands for. But like Sunday school. He went to heaven. He's like, all right, I'm back just to show you that I'm not really dead, bitches. I'm going to heaven.
Okay. And, but if, okay. Can I ask you a follow-up?
You can ask as many questions as you want. Okay. And because I feel like the more I answer, the more I'm spinning. So I like it. It's like an improv exercise. By the way, if someone knows like the story, I'm sure I'm butchering it. They're probably like, no, dude, that's not what happened. But anyway, this is what I remember.
Email us, javagoodmorning@gmail.com.
If you're a priest and you listen to the show, please, we will have you on.
Please turn yourself in.
If you're a priest and a sleep doctor and a regular doctor.
And you're interested in our piss bed. Okay, so why did they put guards in front of a cave?
Because Jesus was like, they had to protect his body so people didn't like fucking, you know, come get it, I think.
Because they were mad at him?
They were like, he was like, this is like a big name dude, you know?
Got it. Okay.
Just in the cave. I think.
Okay. And.
Oh, okay. In first century Jewish culture, I feel like you should know this.
Oh, boy.
Bodies were placed in cave tombs.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It was the first thing that came up on Google. So, oh, I'm sorry. It's from a website called therollinhistory.com. So if this is a problematic site, I don't quote me.
Is this like Steve Bannon site?
Oh, the tomb was sealed. Guards were placed outside of it. And that was that. Well, that should have been the end of it, but that was really just the start. So boom, there we go. Beginning of the story.
Okay.
This is a story where the end is really just the beginning, Julia.
Oh, wow. Goosebumps. Now, how long did Jesus come back for before he left again?
I think he just showed up and like showed a couple people. Like he wasn't like rolling around for a week.
Yeah.
I think he was like a couple different people saw him and they told each other. You know, when everyone says they like saw a UFO and they're like, dude, did you see that shit? I think it was like that.
Okay. They were like, I saw Jesus. I thought he was dead.
They're like, did anyone else see Jesus in the garden? They're like, yes, I did.
Wait, I thought I was crazy. Yeah. Okay.
I thought that was your brother. No, that was Jesus. You know, it was like one of those.
Okay. So then Jesus went to heaven. So he is dead, but he's also not dead.
Well, his body, his earthly body is gone.
Okay.
But his
vibes are alive.
He's vibing in heaven is what I'm saying. He's vibing in heaven.
Okay. And as a Jew, do you think Jesus would be into Easter bunnies and Easter eggs? Or would he be like, I'm Jewish, I'm celebrating Passover?
He would be like, wait, why is there a bunny? Like, I don't think he knows the bunny thing.
Because I feel like Jesus, like ham is served on Easter. Do we know why ham is served?
Oh, come on, Julia. I didn't do that much research.
But like Jesus wouldn't eat ham, right?
I think people like ham. I think people like ham. Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of the things, you know, I mean, would Jesus eat ham? That's a great question. Like, I don't know. What did
Jesus eat ham? I'm going to make bracelets that say WJEH. Would Jesus eat ham?
Well, let me ask you a little question.
Okay.
What are Jews for Jesus? Like, isn't that
Jewish. They are not Jews.
That's like when someone's online and they're like, look, as someone who voted for Obama, I got to say, I don't like this. And you're like, dude, who are you? What's happening? Like, they're just clearly
Jews
faking it.
Jews for Jesus are like Messianic Jews. They are Christian. So we do not claim them.
Jews for Jesus are eating ham on Easter.
Jews for Jesus are Christians. That's like being, you know, like Christians for Moses. You're Jewish.
Right.
That doesn't exist, but it should. Right. Well, thank you for educating me.
I think I got the basics. If you are pulling your hair out, I apologize. It's been a while since I studied the old good book, but I hope everyone had a happy Easter and I hope you ate some nice eggs.
I want to have a Cadbury egg.
You know what else is good? When you're a little kid and you go to Easter, is like someone will set up an Easter egg hunt.
I saw one of those in the park.
That's actually fun when you're a kid. Cause you know,
what's inside of them, like treats.
Usually we used to do like, there would be one with like a dollar in it. Like there's, yeah, just like random shit. So like, and then you have like your uncle's like puts it in his like dress shirt pocket and you're like, oh, like, you know, you put them everywhere.
Uncle Steve, I see that egg. And he's uncle like, got your nose. Yeah.
So, you know, that's fun.
Essentially,
that's fun. That's me. Like, yeah.
You're the uncle with that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But Cadbury eggs are good. I haven't had one in a while, but
I don't think I've ever had one.
Maybe I'd have one now and go, ugh. But when I was younger, I liked them.
Maybe I'll go to CVS and get some half price Easter candy and a half price Vax.
I'll take some Cadbury eggs and one of those vaccines.
Johnson and
you
Justin, thank you so much. All paying cash. Cool.
Just this arm is fine. You can put it in this arm.
You can put the egg in either arm. Okay. So that was up top. We're going to move on now to content corner, which is when we talk about the things we've watched and streamed and consumed over the past week. What's been keeping you busy, Mike?
I watched three things this week. Ooh. I've never seen this before, and I know this is a big shocker, but Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, I saw that like a couple months ago.
Never seen it before. Yeah. And we were trying to decide between Gone in 60 Seconds or Fast and the Furious, the first one.
Ooh.
And I should have probably watched Fast and the Furious. We should have watched it. But I did like it. No, Gone in 60 Seconds was good. I mean, totally ridiculous. Nick Cage is
totally ridiculous.
Just being Nick Cage. The whole premise is hilarious. It's like Nick Cage's brother, who's played by Giovanni Ribisi, gets he's like an idiot criminal because he's trying to be like Nick Cage, who was the ultimate carjack.
Who's
like
his brother, would steal. Kip Raines.
Yes, yes. Oh, you're looking that up? Because that's an amazing pull if you remember that.
No, I'm looking it up.
So he gets in trouble and they're like, we got to go to Madison? No, what's Nick Cage's name? It's like something like that.
Kip Raines.
No, that's
not. Oh, that's the brother.
Madison, oh, yeah, I think.
Memphis.
Ugh,
such a dumb name.
So they're like, the only guy that can get you out of this is your older brother, Memphis. So he comes back, and the whole premise is they have to steal 50 cars, 50 cars in one night to get it to this
72 hours.
Right, but they wait until the last. They're like, we're not spreading out. We're doing this like the night before. And they're like, what are you doing? And Memphis is like, trust me, you want the heat on you. And it's the whole thing where the cops know Memphis is back in town and they're trying to catch him, but they're just jacking cars. And I'm honestly, the whole second half of the movie is them just stealing all the cars. And I think they might show all 50 cars. Like, I'm like, what number is this?
Yeah, so. There's a lot. And then Angelina Jolie's in it. Doesn't she have like dreadlocks, blonde
she
dreadlocks?
She has like blonde kind of dreads. I didn't really know, but she's in it. And to be honest, I thought she was going to have a bigger role.
It's a really small role.
It's a small, but it's kind of a small role for everyone who isn't Nick Cage. Or a car. Yeah. It's an ensemble, you know, it's an Ocean's 11 type thing. Yeah. Robert Duvall's in it, who's fucking a legend in my book. So.
My favorite part of this like description is like how they describe Memphis Raines, which is a notorious but reformed car thief, where it's like, yeah. Come on. I mean,
he left it in the past, Julia.
Yeah, he's changed, man. But for his little brother, who he looks nothing like.
Oh, they gave him blonde hair, and it's so great. Nick Cage has like a little top of blonde hair. I'm like, what is happening? It's very distracting.
And he's overacting so hard.
Oh, I just tried to do it. I just tried in my head to do a Nick Cage impression. I don't think I can. Kip.
Hey, Kip.
Kip, what are you doing stealing these cars?
Kip.
I'm
your older brother. I'm supposed to save you from this life.
I'm reformed now. Now I'm just but doing notorious. An old Southern gentleman.
Indubitably.
The whole connection was, though, he was like, I quit this because mom, like their mom was their connection. And he's like, mom told me to quit this because you looked up to me and you were going to get in trouble. But guess what? You did it anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, like all of this could be solved by communication. I feel
right.
Like,
oh, I
like
say this that all plot, the time.
It's like, can you just fucking speak to each other? It's like,
guys, everyone's a letter, write a letter. Because he leaves town and like doesn't really say what's up.
Yeah, it's like, why did Memphis leave? I don't know. He didn't want you to go into what he did, but he wouldn't tell you this. So you had to guess.
He doesn't, and yeah, Kip doesn't find out until the very end because he's like still pissed. He's like, of course, we got to do it Memphis's way. And the other dude who's in fucking Armageddon, I forget his name. He's like, you don't know why Memphis left? It's to protect you. And it's like, he's like, he didn't tell me that.
Is it? Oh, Delroy Lindo's in it. Oh, he's so good. Oh, such
so good movie, a fun watch, hilarious at times, but you know, definitely a nice little Friday night watch.
Oh yeah. It's a good, bad movie, I would say.
And I rented it. I paid $3.99 for it.
Okay.
So.
Well, that makes it a little bit,
it makes it a little more questionable, you know? Yeah.
That's okay though.
But you can always like reason with those. You'd be like $3.99. Okay. But what am I doing? We're staying in. Why can't I just do it? You know,
I'm saving money. I'm not going to a restaurant.
Right,
I'm practically making money by staying in.
They're paying me to watch this. Well,
watched a bunch. We'll go back and forth then. Okay,
yeah, let's
cool.
go back and forth.
Okay, love that. Because I watched about three things. I watched Godzilla versus Kong, which is the new movie that came out, which is, I thought it was really bad.
Yeah, do people like it? I can't tell. Everyone's tweeting about it, and I don't know if it's a goof or
about it,
if it's...
And some people seem to like it. It was so bad. It's like...
So Godzilla's fighting King Kong? That's what's happening?
Yeah, it's like, well, all the monsters, it's like they're all called Titans and they live under the earth and there's Project Monarch. And then there's like a subplot with Millie Bobby Brown, who is awful.
Oh, and you know what? You try to slander Millie Bobby Brown on this podcast before and I won't stand for it because she's a teenager.
Well, okay. Okay.
Haven't you seen the Britney Spears documentary, Julia?
No, I'm too nervous. I thought it was so bad. It's like, yeah, Godzilla versus Kong. I think Kong is a really great character and you empathize with him. And then you have Godzilla where it's like, there's nothing, there's no empathy. Like he's like a lizard monster. So you're not rooting for him, but then you realize Kong is basically Batman in that he doesn't really have powers, right? Like, right. Godzilla has, like, you know, nuclear breath or whatever it is.
Oh.
He swims. Like, he is so powerful. And Kong is just, like, a big monkey. He doesn't have any,
right.
Like, he has to, like, have, like, a special axe that he can use as a weapon. But it really feels like Batman, where it's, like, okay, Batman's only power is that he's, like, rich and his parents are dead. You know what I mean? It seems right. uneven.
I gotta say, though, why do people care about... I don't care... There's no humans in this? Like, I can't get on board with either one. I'm like, Godzilla versus Kong? Like, what next? Yeah. We're just going to show two dogs racing? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, isn't what Transformers was? That's what it felt like.
I'm not the target audience.
Where it's like something not real fighting something not real. And then it's like
who would win? I'm like, I don't know. Whoever you fucking want to win.
I don't give a shit. These are not alive.
It's all very fake, if you ask me. But, that's fine. So are there any, like, fun, like, fight scenes? Or is that...
No, there's something called Mecha Godzilla, which is like a robot version of Godzilla. Then they have to team up and fight it. I didn't like it. And there's all these subplots, and there's, like, you know, Rebecca Hall adopts a deaf girl who's the only one who can communicate with Kong, and he learns sign language, and it's like, oh God, just kill me.
So there are some stupid ass humans in this. I saw Rebecca Hall walking down the street in New York City maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And she was a lot taller than I thought. Like, I was like, oh, this she is a...
Well, they call her Rebecca Tall. You know that, right?
Sorry, I just tried to choke myself with the wire here. Yeah, Rebecca Tall. I was like, oh, there
she
is.
Go put on your bathrobe. Okay. What else did you watch?
So you don't recommend it.
I don't. I mean, I talked to someone who saw...
$19.99 for it?
I know, it was free. It was free on HBO Max. But I talked to someone who saw it in the theaters. I guess some theaters are open, and they liked it. And I was like, I guess if you're, like, not sober and watching it in a theater, it's fun, but I wouldn't say it's good. And
there are so many movies, like, I feel like those big movies like that, you have to see them in a theater.
Yeah,
just true. Watching them, you know, while you're waiting for your fake CBD oil to kick in at home, you know, under your fucking heavy blanket or whatever,
my,
like,
weighted,
it's not
blanket not in my bathroom.
Yeah, you know, it's not the same.
Yeah, no.
I watched a movie called Dark Waters with Mark Ruffalo.
Never heard of it.
It's good. I hadn't either. It came out in 2019, and it's good but depressing. It's based on a true story about, like, a town in West Virginia who's getting basically poisoned by the company DuPont, and he's trying to, you know, hold them accountable. So he's, like, suing them, and they're trying to get money for all these people. And then basically you find out that, like, DuPont, they're a chemicals company, and you find out that they're putting these chemicals in, and it was like the, you know, they're supposed to self-regulate themselves. The EPA wasn't even checking up on them. So it was like them trying to find a way to hold them accountable. And then it's like, he figures out that it's like, oh, the Teflon in these, like, nonstick pans that they're saying is awesome, which, by the way, I use every day. He's like, the Teflon is giving people cancer. It's doing all these fucked up things. And they finally, I don't want to spoil it, but they finally, it's a long movie. Okay, spoiler alert. They finally, at the end, like, on the end credits, say that, like, DuPont had to pay out, like, $690 million or something to, like, the whole town.
Damn.
But yeah, it was pretty fucked up. And it's just like, oh, think of all the shit that you use every day that probably has some bullshit chemicals in it. And it just feels like so depressing. You're like, people are always like, oh, your phone's going to give you cancer. It's like, or your computer, or that thing you put on your table, or your fucking toothbrush. It's like everything. So
5G.
It was one of those things, you know, the vaccine. You know, it was one of those
the Easter Bunny.
Where you watched it and you go, yeah, that's a good movie, but damn.
But I want to die. Yeah. But,
like, yeah. So shout out to Ruffalo.
Aaron Brockovich-y.
Yeah, it was very... Did you ever see that movie with Travolta about the water in...
Gaudi?
No. What the fuck? A civil action. By the way, that happened two towns from where I grew up. But it was basically like the pollution or something. I think it was the water, but it was like giving people cancer and shit. So another fun look.
So should I not use nonstick pans?
It's funny. I'm sure they don't use Teflon anymore because that was proven to cause something. But yeah, I use nonstick all the time because guess what? It's so easy and it doesn't stick.
It doesn't stick.
But there is a part of me that's like, what is this? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, this but I made eggs work like this.
The morning after I saw that, I made it on the nonstick pan. So,
oh boy,
I don't know. I'm kind of
asking for it.
Who's, yeah, it's like, what was I wearing? You know what I mean? I am asking for it. So,
oh boy, that sounds real serious. Yeah, Mark Ruffalo is interesting because I think he's married to a woman named Sunshine or Sunrise.
Oh, nice. Roughhead. Oh, another thing that happened was the new Space Jam trailer came out. Did you see that?
No, I didn't, because didn't we already talk about how sexy Lola Bunny is?
Yeah, we did. But
so is she even sexier in the trailer?
No, she like throws an alley-oop and I'm like, come on, let's go. What's going on?
Show your thighs,
lady. But they made it, it's so funny. They took the original Space Jam song. It's like very pump up and they kind of like slowed it down. And it has like this weird sci-fi thing to it. And I get it. I'm not the audience. So, but what the fuck do I know?
You think it's going to be a stinker?
I don't know. I have no clue. Like when the original Space Jam came out, you know, I'm sure a 36-year-old like myself was probably like, this movie's fucking stupid. So like, what am I going to, you know, what am I?
Put Jordan on the court. We don't want to see him act.
Yeah. What is he doing? He would fucking dunk all over that guy.
He's much taller.
The one thing that was funny from the trailer is that there was so many things in that like Disney universe that were there. Like in the background, like there's a picture with like all these different things in the background and people are like memeing it now, but it was just, you know, just seemed like one of those things where a bunch of people are like, ooh, if we can get this guy in here, they'll put people's eyeballs on this property. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel like with remakes like this or sequels, I don't know, whatever they're calling it, but
I think it's a sequel.
They have to just do, you know, same with like Coming to America, right? It's like these things where you feel almost obligated to put all of these like very iconic, important things from the first movie into the second movie. And then by the time you're done with that, you're like, we ran out of time. Like we paid homage to the first one for so long. We don't have enough, you know, content.
And it's
for
like,
the second one.
Yeah. And it's like a lot of them are just callbacks. So it's just it's just them showing up or them saying something is the joke. And it's like, well, the reason it worked the first time is because, you know what I mean? It's like,
it was an original story.
It was an original thing. Just being like, and now this guy, it's like, okay.
You're just
announcing.
Yeah.
I always think that they should just do, because people, when they say they want like a remake or a sequel, people just want the same fucking thing.
Yes. They just want to rewatch it.
They just want to rewatch it. So then when you make it the same thing, they'll be like, oh, that's just the same. And like, but then if you try to make it different, they'll be like, oh, but it wasn't the same. It's like, just watch the original again.
Yeah. You can't
win. Yeah.
You can't win with these people. You can't win. I watched a movie called Presumed Innocent, which is a 1990s legal thriller with Harrison Ford. That is like, oh, he's a prosecutor, but he's charged with the murder of a colleague. And it's one of those things where like his female colleague is killed and within like 30 seconds, you're like, oh yeah, he was probably having an affair with her. It's like one of those like, oh, she's hot. Yeah, he was fucking her. It was really long, obviously, because it's from the 90s. And I really liked it. I thought it was kind of crazy, like twisty, turny, plotty. And Raul Julia is in it and I love him in everything.
I don't know if I know who that is. Who is that?
Yeah, he plays the dad in Adam's Family.
Yes, okay, I got him.
Yeah. I thought it was really great. The thing is, the woman who plays his wife, this actress named Greta Scacchi, I don't know how to pronounce it. She's this like Italian, no, she doesn't play his wife. She plays like the woman who was killed. Sorry. She's like this Italian American actress and she's been in a bunch of stuff. So what I find really interesting about her is she had a kid. She was married to Vincent D'Onofrio. You know who he is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And had a kid with him. Had a relationship with him. So they had a kid named Layla, who's like, you know, 30, and Layla is now married to Sean Penn, who's like 62. Yeah. It's pretty gross. And then the most interesting thing about Greta Scacchi is, she married her first cousin.
Oh, I feel like you should have led with that. That was the
yep. She fell in love with her cousin.
Second cousin or third cousin, I'd be like, oh, we the judge. First cousin seems a little close.
We are to judge. Yeah. First cousin. Yeah. First cousin, man. No, she like
No Easter eggs for you.
No Easter eggs for you. Yeah. It's. Do you have any cousins you would marry?
I couldn't imagine, like, you. Yeah, like seeing someone you see at Christmas. You're like, oh, yeah. Do you want to go on a date?
Do you want to go on a? You want to talk shit about our uncle?
Oh, this is so us. We're so close because so... you have the same blood, but you know, it's weird. First cousin's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, first cousin though. Okay, what if you go on a date with someone, you think it's a stranger, fucking hook up, you're like, this is great, and then you find out later that it's your long lost first cousin. Then it's kind of a gray area. if we're being honest, it's a gray area.
Why would you say gray area? Because the chemistry was so good.
Yeah, because you're so connected. And then maybe later you put it together. Well, we're so connected because.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you fell in love, right? And it's like a couple months and then you find out.
That's what I mean. Then,
okay. I mean, not just
a one bang thing. If you fall in love, right?
Yeah. And if you fall in love.
And then you bring the person home to your parents. You go, look, this is my fiance. We're getting married.
Yeah, we're getting married.
Look who it is. And they go, that's my brother's daughter.
that's Uncle Steve's daughter. Yeah.
Then you go,
she ran away from home.
Well, look, the seating at the wedding will be a little awkward, but
but at least we'll never have to argue about whose side of the family to go to for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. This is actually a good thing if you think about it.
If you think about it, we're gonna save money.
Yeah, I think what if you found out and you were already married? Like you're like 3 years into being married and you're like, okay, let's take first cousin out of it because that's a little wild. But if you find out you're like second cousins, I feel like if you're already married and you find out someone's a second cousin, you just look the other person in the face. You go, look, this is like a murder. We committed murder. We're not telling anybody. We're getting away with it. Bury it down deep inside and carry your shame. Like, I don't know. This is life now.
I mean, it's also like, what if... you know, you did marry someone and then it turns out maybe, you know, through some 23andMe testing, you know, there was a sperm donor involved. And what if you did have the same relatives, but you didn't know because, you know, sperm donors were involved. This happens.
Yeah, look, I think the rule is if you didn't know ahead of time, you know, there's a little bit of a gray area. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying go out and hook up with your first cousin.
No,
I'm not even saying have sex with your second cousin.
No,
I'm saying if you meet somebody and you fall in love, and as you're about to say I do, someone says, hey, have you seen this 23andMe? You guys share
the results are in.
You know, the results are in. You guys are family, and you say, hey, we are a family. I do.
We are a family. I do. I love you.
Yeah, exactly. I love you. And that's it. And you kiss, maybe use a little less tongue for a while.
Less tongue, yeah.
Less tongue.
But then build up to it. Yeah.
Build up, work up to it, maybe when you're drunk, but it's more of a, you know, friendship for a while.
A friendship.
You revert to a friendship.
That's when you can say I'm married to my best friend and you mean it instead of the bullshit.
I'm married to my best friend. We're so close. It felt like marrying family, you know? It just really felt so good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we solved that because...
I watched have you ever seen Adventureland?
No. Is Jesse Eisenberg in that shit?
Yeah.
Is that Zombieland?
No. He's in both. He's in both.
I'm not interested in anything he's in.
Oh, man. Come on. It's a great movie. I love Adventureland. I've seen it twice or maybe three times. 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh.
It's good. It's like, you know, it takes place at like a theme park, a carnival, what's that called, you know?
Yeah, like an amusement park.
That's the word. Amusement park.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah.
It's good. It's like, I feel like it has like, it's shot well. It's really good writing. All the actors are good in it. And it's got a great soundtrack. Kristen Stewart's in it. I feel like you would like Kristen Stewart. But she's really good in it.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart. Yeah. Yeah.
It's an easy watch. I don't know. It's one of those movies that, I don't know why I think this, but I was like, that'd be a fun movie to like be in. You know, you probably go somewhere for like 3 weeks.
Like fun location shoot.
The weather's nice. Everyone's cool. You're having fun. Yeah.
You're smoking pot.
Smoking dudes.
Kissing cousins. Yeah.
Kissing cousins. Yeah. You're smoking weed. And then like the last day you're like, I put some real weed in this fake joint. You know what I mean? It's one of those ones. Hey, I got some real beer in this one. You kind of have a little loose set.
A little loose set. And it's like, that's for the blooper reel, guys.
Yeah. People pulling pranks.
What are you, George Clooney? No pranks on my set.
No pranks, no. If I ran a set, I would go, we can have fun, we can improvise, we can do whatever, but there will not be a prank on this goddamn set.
No pranks. Because but if you I don't say, find though, funny.
If you say no pranks, someone's going to be like, oh, we're pranking.
Yeah. I think it's, I just don't find pranks funny. I find them distressing, which is why
I always
gotta be real careful around April Fool's Day.
I always had the worst anxiety when I was like, whenever I would watch Jackass, which I fucking love. I never had laughed so hard in my life than when I went to see Jackass 2 in the movie theater. I was fucking dying. Anyway, there's always like 5% of me that's like, aren't these guys like on edge the whole time? Like, they're just like walking down the street and the guy like shoves like a fucking toy car up their ass. You know what I mean? It's like, what is happening?
Yeah. But I think maybe they're on substances that take away their anxiety or something, because I would be like, you guys are bad friends, honestly.
Well, I think they know friends. It's like, look, we're shooting the movie over the course of the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. Be prepared to be miserable.
Be prepared to like have your head shaved, like in the middle of the night, like just
be pushed into a porta potty down a hill.
Fucking hit it at a giant hand just comes and smacks you. Oh man. What a flick. I think so I might go back and watch that.
No, not for me. Not for me. You know what it is for me? The movie Dante's Peak with
Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan and Linda Hamilton. Oh my God. I watched it last night. Holy shit. It was great.
I haven't seen Dante's Peak in forever.
So fun. I thought it was great. I didn't realize it came out around the same time as this other movie called Volcano. It was a little bit of an Armageddon Deep Impact situation.
Fuck Volcano.
Yeah, which I haven't seen either, but now I need to. But this was so good. Pierce Brosnan is so sexy, right?
Oh man, yeah, he's a he's an older woman's dream, you know.
Thank you. It was so good. I mean, at a certain point, you're like, he's too hot to be a scientist. Like, no way, he's like a volcanologist. Like, if you're a 9 or a 10, you don't have to go to grad school. Like, you shouldn't go to grad school.
Like, what are you doing, dude?
I think most of the time, you know that you're a 9 or 10 and you don't belong in grad school. So whatever, hot scientist aside, he wore double denim in one scene. Ooh. It was like, ooh, tight 90s jeans with the Jay jean Leno jacket. Look. Ooh, yeah, but don't bring Jay Leno into this. I'm getting horny. Come on.
You never got horny during jaywalking?
Hey, you guys hear about this? Linda Hamilton's great.
Were her arms magic, like just toned as fuck as always?
Her whole face was toned. Her body was toned. I wanted them to hook up in a volcano. That didn't happen. But I recommend this as a rewatch. Oh my God.
I'm going to put that on the list. I'm going to recommendation. I'm going to give you a recommendation because I think I'm going to say, if you like this, you'll like this. Have you ever seen Cliffhanger?
No.
Okay, 1993 movie. Do you like Stallone? I mean, Sly Stallone's the lead, but anyway.
I mean, I can put on subtitles.
That's great, dude.
Ooh, John Lithgow. Okay, yeah.
He's the best bad guy. I mean, they're on a mountain. He's a you know, mountain climber. There's someone. I don't want to spoil it, but
don't spoil it. But for Dante's Peak, I will spoil it and say that Pierce Brosnan. You learn this in the first 5 minutes, but his girlfriend gets killed by a volcano.
Oh,
so that's his backstory. So I just imagine him being like, I'm not ready to date. My girlfriend was killed by a volcano,
versus Pierce. Pierce. Could have named it that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Talk about piercing eyes, you know? Ugh. So
did you like him in Mrs. Doubtfire? Oh, he was James Bond. I mean, you're a big James Bond fan now. Why don't you watch the Pierce Brosnan ones?
Honey, I already have. I will rewatch them though. I mean, I was big fan of James Bond, of him as James Bond. He's just, he has it all. And I think we should move on.
Julia, gotta cool off now.
It's hot Julia. Now it's time for hot stove. Am I right? Okay. Hot stove. What's hot stove, Mike? Explain it.
It's where we talk about the wonderful meals or drinks that we had over the past week. The more we do this show, the more that I realize that I eat the same thing every week. And it makes me feel bad about myself. But I like talking to you because you always mix it up.
I do mix it up. I can't be tamed, you know? I'm like a volcano.
Well, now you're living in a new apartment. So maybe there's new energy in the place.
So
maybe you're getting
new energy.
You know? So what do you got going on? And you actually have a new stove because you're in a new apartment.
We do have a new stove. It smells like gas, but that's what they're supposed to do, right?
That's good, I think.
The weird thing about my apartment is on the second floor, I'm on the sixth floor. Second floor always smells like gas. Okay. But no other floors. So we made some sushi rice the other night with some roasted veggies. I'm obsessed with making sushi rice because it's so easy. And I didn't know you could just make it.
Yeah, you told me that and I didn't believe you. And I've got to be honest, I still don't really believe you.
Well, that's okay. We did order Chinese food last night. And it was one of these places where the egg rolls are so good that we ordered four. And then I ate too much and I had to lay down for 2.5 hours.
Did you eat four egg rolls at once or did you like reheat them?
No, I mean, it was like piping hot and I had like 1.5 plus like a huge 2 servings. And then I was like, oh, I don't feel so well. And then I laid down, but it's fine. But I would like to,
Can you eat an egg roll cold? I'm a big fan of eating leftovers like chicken and rice or anything like that. The next day I'm always like, I kind of like it cold. Is that sick?
I think it depends. Like I'm okay eating leftover cold pizza. I feel like with like Indian food or Thai food, you got to heat it up. I feel like it just, the flavors are better.
Right.
But I'm not going to yuck your yum.
Right.
Which is something I hate.
Got it.
I hate that phrase. Question about you. Do you have a dishwasher etiquette? Have we talked about this?
Define etiquette. I rinse the plate before I put it in. Is that what you mean?
I mean like how to load it, right?
Does everyone do that?
the wife where it's like, oh, I hate when you put the plates this way or, you know, stop.
Well, she would tell you that she probably hates how I do it, to be honest with you.
Do you think you do it wrong?
I think my brain and her brain are just totally different brains.
Yeah. Like you're not cousins.
if she's like, oh, I put the, I put the keys in the thing. I would be like, I have no clue where you would put these. Like, I don't know, I have no clue how her brain wants things organized. So she would say, I don't have any problem with what she does, but she definitely has a big problem with how I load it. So
are you just like a messy slob? Cause I need,
no, I try to keep an order. I try to keep an order. I try to, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been living dishwasher free for so long that now I got one again and I'm like, whoa, what's this thing?
Such a luxury. I was cleaning up is so fun when you have a dishwasher.
Right. It really is.
Put
so
everything
much
in there. I do feel like if I put nonstick pans in there, I'm giving everything else in the dishwasher cancer though.
Yeah, the nonstick pan. I'm gonna look into that a little bit more.
Yeah, look into that. Let me know next time. That'll be our little history lesson. You teach me
do
about
we
Teflon.
Have cancer? Yeah. Well,
what did you eat?
Yeah, I let's see. I had really good cranberry chicken salad into that. I know some people just do not like cranberries or cranberry chicken salad.
Sweet things don't belong with savory things.
Oh, well, whatever. Is that like a white person thing with like people always putting white people always putting like cranberry and potato salad and shit?
Yeah, like raisins. Where they don't belong. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
when
like
they're always raisins. They're always like people on Twitter would be like, oh, look at this bullshit. I'm like, that looks good. Like I like that.
You're like, yeah, no salt, no seasoning, real bland chicken.
I'm like, what's the big deal? So I had chicken salad, but I got that from somewhere. So I feel like they did some shit to it. I didn't make it on my own.
Yeah.
But what I did make on my own was steak tips. Beautifully marinated teriyaki steak tips.
And you did this on the grill?
Did it on the grill. Had to get a new propane tank too. So
wow. Did you love going to the store to get a new propane tank?
I loved it. I was like, hey, I got to switch out a propane tank. They're like, no problem, boss. Meet me around back. I'm like, you got it, champ. It was amazing. I loved it.
You were just like half hard the whole time.
In the store that I go to, it has all this like outdoor patio furniture that it sells.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, oh yeah, this is great shit right
here.
You're
in heaven.
This is good. Yeah, I am. So then the next day, you know what I did? Hmm. Made a little steak and eggs. Ooh. Steak and eggs, my friends.
I don't get it, but I'm happy for you. And you did this in Teflon, right?
I did that on Teflon. Yep. I made both those. And let me tell you, the pan did not stick. So, It may take years off your life at the end of your life, but think of all the hours that you save. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a trade. I think it's a trade.
Yeah, it's true. And hopefully the cancer won't stick. Hopefully it'll just slide right off my body.
No, I think I'm going to start using sticky
I want
shit.
A stick pan.
Well, then you think about your deodorant. Like, what's
Oh boy. Yeah. Don't get me started.
Where I go, what am I going to do? My fucking left pit sweats so much. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't use like Toms.
No, it's a quality of life thing. At a certain point, you have to poison your body in order to just get through life.
To be able to wear a t-shirt six times instead of three times before the fucking the yellow stains get there. Yeah.
I mean, I put on this white t-shirt I'm wearing right now 2 hours ago, and I already know I'm not going to last the day because for some reason it just didn't take. My deodorant didn't take.
It didn't take. Some days it doesn't take. Yeah.
Some days doesn't take.
You know what I have to do? I have to change what kind of deodorant I'm using like every month, a month or two. You trick your body. You go, they go, oh, what's this? And then you're good for like 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And then you switch it up again. Mm-hmm.
I call that my booster shot right there. So that's it. Boy. I had made grilled chicken on the grill too. I made chicken with a nice marinade, and I had asparagus and mushrooms as well. I've been trying to eat a lot of
weird.
Oh yeah, that asparagus pea. I hate it, but I also am strangely into it.
Okay, we're gonna move on because I feel.
Why? Because I like asparagus pea, and I approved of dating your first cousin.
And that's the story of Easter. I had my first ice cream cone of the season from Mr. Softy yesterday.
Hell yeah.
That's just a great way to welcome spring. You know what my order is? I'll tell you. It's a twist, right? So chocolate vanilla twist in a waffle cone with rainbow sprinkles. Now, once I learned that you can get a waffle cone from any Mr. Softy, it changed my life because it's really like two times the ice cream you would get from like a normal cone. And they just pile it in. Boom. And they try to give you a plastic spoon and you say, no, thanks. I love the environment. You turn that down and then you go to town.
I love the race against time when the ice cream starts dripping down the cone.
Yep.
And you just start dripping out of the bottom. It starts getting all over the place. And it's just like beautiful.
And then you're like, I'm an adult and my hands are sticky, which is something I hate.
Oh, it's miserable.
I hate being sticky. I hate it so much.
You ever eat at Van Leeuwen?
Van Leeuwen?
Oh, really? You know why I loved it? Because there was one in Williamsburg. I loved it because they had really good dairy-free ice cream.
I was just going to say, fuck you if you want vegan ice cream. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. And I'm sure there's some cancerous fake sugar in there.
Teflon ice cream.
Did you guys, what did you put in this thing? No, I thought their regular ice cream was good too. Are you not into it because people like it?
I'm not into it because I feel like it's so expensive. And I'm like, why do you think you can charge me $12 for a cone? It just feels rude.
We started going there during the pandemic because you could walk down the street and it would be like two ice creams and it would be like $13. And I was like, no, just two ice cream. When I was growing up, you get a scoop of ice cream. It was 75 cents. What the fuck are we doing?
I didn't say 20. I said two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need the appetizer sampler with that. I just want the ice cream.
Is that prefix? No, it's like, and they don't even give you the punch card, right? Because they're too fancy. If they gave you a punch card, you would keep it forever, right?
That being said, I'm going to look into if they ship ice cream because I'm a big fan. So Van Leeuwen's great. Shout out to Van Leeuwen.
It's okay. I'm fine with my little Mr. Softy. I'm a woman of the people. woman of the Jewish people, which is a segue into our game. I made a game for you. I threatened to do it last week and I'm doing it now. It's called Hey Mike, is this a Jewish holiday? Okay.
Oh God, I'm okay.
The game's like a bit people too who are, easy.
People are going to take away one thing from this podcast is that we don't know anything about religion.
About each other's religion or our own.
We know just enough to be like, yeah, that's what happened.
I can pass. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to name the name of a holiday and what it is. And you tell me, is it a Jewish holiday or not? Okay.
Okay. Or something you made up, right?
Yeah. Or something I made up. Exactly. Okay. Let's start off with this one. Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights.
Well, Hanukkah, I've heard about this thanks to Adam Sandler's song. I would say this is Yahweh.
Yeah. Yes, this is a Jewish holiday, Hanukkah, typically in winter. Yes. Okay. All right. Here's another one. Mazgan Shil Shul. Mazgan Shil Shul, the holiday of honey.
Oh, my goodness.
Mazgan Shil Shul. Mazgan
Shil Shul. All right, I'm gonna say the name sounds like it could be real, but I think the holiday of honey seems fake. I'm gonna say fake.
You're correct. It's fake. Mazgan means air conditioner in Hebrew, and Shil Shul means diarrhea.
You know, in college, I think I was a junior. I took a Understanding Judaism class.
What?
It was an elective, and my rabbi, I can't remember his name. He was the best dude in the world. And he would go, guys, this is like, no, don't worry about grades. And he would just, it was so laid back. And people would keep being like, is this going to be on the test? And he's like, guys, I was like, shut the fuck up and learn.
So that's why you like Jews, because we're laid back. And then you met me.
I was like, oh, the Jewish people, they're really chill. And I was like, Julia, are you sure you're not a Jew for Jesus? Is this what's happening here? So that's that.
Okay. You're two for two. Okay. Then we have Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
Oh,
Yom Kippur.
That's true. I know that's Yahweh. Is that where you have to, is that the one that involves fasting?
Yes, it does. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now we have Pupik, which is Jewish Mother's Day. Pupik.
Oh, I want to say that's true until you said the Jewish Mother's Day. That seems like a made up thing. Pupik, though. I feel like that's Pupik. You're celebrating Pupik? No, that could be like a word like Hebrew for tea. I'm going to say fake.
Correct. It's fake. It's Yiddish for belly button.
Oh, okay.
Is that a good word, though?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's Am I four for four?
You might be, yeah. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Shmini Atzeret, the rain holiday. Shmini Atzeret.
I mean, look, first, just gut instinct. I'm just going to say fake.
It's real.
Fuck.
But it's unclear if it is a rain holiday. I couldn't really find information.
What website did that come from? That came from
JewsForJesus.org. Okay, here's another one. Tu Bishvat, holiday for trees. Tu Bishvat.
I feel like I never heard about Jewish people talking about trees. I'm going to say that's fake.
It's real, Mike. What? It's what? Real. It's a holiday for the trees.
Really?
Tu Bishvat. Yeah.
Wow, damn.
Damn. These Jews are obsessed with trees. Okay. Now we have Shana Finkelstein, a harvest holiday.
Shana Finkelstein. I feel like you're fucking with me here. I feel like that's fake.
It's fake. Finkelstein is my mother's maiden name.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I was like, that's a name, right? So, okay. All right.
Okay. And then we have Purim, Jewish Halloween.
That is, Purim is real. Is it Jewish Halloween? Is that really what it is?
Yeah. Also, it's like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cause that's a big one.
It's pretty big.
I feel like my wife works at a place and they take a lot of Jewish holidays off. And I feel like
what is that supposed to mean?
It means it's in New York City. They celebrate a lot of Jewish holidays. My point was I've heard of Purim before.
Okay. Well, look, you got several wrong, which means I did my job correctly.
Yeah. You set your quiz up better than the one last week where it was Taylor Swift or,
Samuel L. Jackson.
There you go.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, if you pledge to do better and be an ally, that's all we can ask for.
I am such an ally. If you asked my rabbi in understanding Judaism,
whose name you don't remember.
I think it's Rabbi Steinberg.
Okay, well, that seems made up. Okay.
I swear.
So that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for listening to Java Good Morning. If you like our show, recommend us to your friends, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com. And
you guys got a dose of religion today. And we also talked about, the movie with Pierce Brosnan in it,
Dante's Peak.
The kind of show we bring. You know, we're talking about Easter Bunny. We're talking about understanding Judaism. We're talking about ice cream.
Yeah, every episode is a TED Talk, you know?
I just want to be clear. Do not fuck your cousin. That's what I just want to be clear at the end.
Well, not your first one. Yeah,
not your first one. If you find out later and you're already romantically involved, hey,
no backseas.
You know, life happens.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you for listening. Enjoy the weather. Go get your vaccine in the cat aisle. God bless.
God bless.